there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions. Can't beat that. So I might as well wrap it up and go to bed. Yeah, as if I'd let you off that easy.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise.
You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Well, wasn't that a treat? That was Norma Tanaga with You're Dead, which of course most people would better know as the theme tune to What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show, which, if you haven't seen it, is magnificent, and you should check it out because it is magnificent. Ahead of that was, of course, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. That was suggested by Nikki Quote and... Nikki Quote, and the Norma Tanaga track was suggested by Tiger Crash. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and I'll tell you all about the theme in a short while. This next one is not unsuitable. Actually, no, I'll tell you about it now, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. The theme this week, for every week, there must be a theme, is unsuitable funeral songs. And, I think we've got off to a good start on that one, haven't we? But this next one, so when I posted the theme, I put the funeral in brackets because I was interested to see if somebody would come up with anything. And there's a few that came up with other tracks for unsuitable for other purposes. But the first one this week was suggested by Art McCray, and this one is unsuitable for a wedding. This is Yvonne Fair with It Should Have Been Me.
There be silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. And I stood up and said it should have been me. No.
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Mighty Marvin Gaye there, Sexual Healing, from Midnight Love from 1982, and ahead of that was Yvonne Fair with It Should Have Been Me, suggested by Art McCrae. The Marvin Gaye track was suggested by me. I can't remember the last time I shoehorned a track into this. I mean, beyond the fact that I'm the one that chooses from all the tracks that are suggested, and I only play the ones I love. But no, that was the track that sparked this theme in my head a few weeks ago when we were discussing the music to play at my mum's funeral. And my brother said that he was talking to one of her friends about it. And she said how much my mum loved Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing. And the thought of playing that at someone's funeral, I was in a really weird place. And that made me properly laugh. I properly giggled like a child, because it was wonderful. We didn't, of course, play that song at my mum's funeral. But, damn. I kind of wish we had now. That would have been funny. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I'm increasingly falling into a pit of, I don't know what it is. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week, where the theme is unsuitable funeral music, or just unsuitable music as a whole, really. I think of the tracks that have been selected tonight, only one of them is actually specifically about something other than a funeral, but the rest of them are great nonetheless. So let's crack on and play some more of them then, shall we? This next one was suggested by Kara and is... I imagine there's some funerals where you might want to hear this, but not many. This is Rufus Thomas, Do the Funky Chicken. Gentlemen, it is with extreme excitement that I announce a new ident.
You want answers?
I want
The Playlist.
You can't handle
The Playlist.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my wand. I'm a woman's man, no time.
Stay.
Wasn't that splendid? That was Scary Pockets with Staying Alive, as suggested by Moth Ninja. So thank you, Moth Ninja, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Rufus Thomas, Do the Funky Chicken, suggested by Kara, here on the playlist, where the theme this week, if you're just joining us, is unsuitable funeral songs. And, well, I think Staying Alive is reasonably unsuitable, and it's a great track, and that's a really lovely version. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Moth Ninja. It's all good here. I'm having a great time. I hope you are as well. Join us in the stream. Join us at stream.djdarren.site, you can join us in the chat room. But also, I hope you're enjoying the video wall, where I managed to capture footage of people at the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, watching I Think You Should Leave coffin flops over and over again on a huge, huge TV at the front of Westminster Abbey, which I have to admit, I was a little surprised. But, you know, if that's what they do at a royal funeral, then so be it. Right, this next one was suggested by Sapo's Cat. Sapo's Cat? Sapo's Cat? Anyway, yes, you suggested this one. This is Prince Buster. Hard Man Feet Dead.
Up, you lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a hard man for dead. You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a hard man for dead. Them said the cat got a 9 life, but this man got 99 life. Cause them pick him up, them lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a hard man for dead. Them wild, one pot of chocolate tea, and all the fried fish they caught in the sea. They also got 6 quart of rum, saying that they're waiting for the 9 night to come. The last time I heard them say that this man was dead. Them bite and blacker eyes, and them lay it all upon his head. Now the procession leads to the cemetery. The man allow, don't you bury me. You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a hard man for dead. A chocolate tea, and all the fried fish they caught in the sea. They also got 6 quart of rum, saying that they're waiting for the 9 night to come. The last time I heard them say that this man was dead. Them biting black eyes, and them lay it all upon his head. You should see them going to the cemetery. The old man holler out, don't you bury me. Then drop the box and run. What a whole lot of fun. What a hard man for dead. You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a hard man for dead. Pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bongs right back. I am a hard man for dead.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
There are a surprising amount of songs that would be obliquely funny at the point at which the curtains close and the coffin is taken away. And the Tramps, Disco Inferno, is an excellent example of that. That was suggested by... Hang on a second. A Fresh Jenkins. Yeah, I found an applause sound effect because, as it turns out, when I clap on the microphone, you don't hear it. I didn't realise that that was the case. I didn't realise my mic was that effective. Anyway, that one was suggested by Just Fee at beige.party. Thank you very much, Fee. A round of applause for you, I think. So there we go. The Tramps, Disco Inferno. Ahead of that, Prince Buster, the mighty Prince Buster. Hard Man Fi Dead. And that was suggested by Sappo's Cat. Thank you very, very much for taking part in the playlist and making this show what it is. Make of that what you will. This next one was suggested by, oh, wouldn't you know, another new Jude. Another new Jude here on the playlist. That one was suggested by Gribbles at mastodonapp.uk. Thank you, Gribbles. This is Orbital.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
Everything is awesome.
Get my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome.
Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. It's awesome to win and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose.
Everything is better.
Tegan and Sarah and the Lonely Island, together again at last. If only there was an adjective to describe how good that track is. Thank you very much to Petra Phoenix for suggesting that. Wonderful stuff. Ahead of that was Orbital with The Box, and that went down very well in the chat at stream.djdarren.site. The chatters very much seem to enjoy that. So thank you very much, Gribbles, for suggesting that. Nice to have you along. Nice to have all the new dudes on board, because, you know, it's always good to have fresh meat for when I use up the older ones. This next one was suggested by... Oh, hang on. This next one was suggested by a new dude. Welcome along, Narrow Boat Luna Betty, who we followed each other on Mastodon for some time, but I think that's the first time she's suggested a track, so thank you very much, Narrow Boat Luna Betty, who lives on a narrow boat, it may surprise you to learn. Anyway, this is the track she suggested, and this is Pharrell Williams.
Climb along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Williams, Happy, from Despicable Me 2, of course, because how could you perfect on perfection? And yet, they managed it, I'm sure. I don't think I actually watched it. That was suggested by a new Sue, or a new Manu, or indeed a new Pikachu, or a new Prue, here on the playlist. That was Narrowboat Luna Betty's suggestion, and little round of applause there for you. Yes, Davey Bott's family, I know you're listening. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is unsuitable funeral music, and I think it's fair to say that Happy by Pharrell Williams is not suitable funeral music. This next one was suggested by Swisslet, and I'm so glad that he suggested it, because I had to swerve a shimmering 80s pop duo last week for reasons of time, so I couldn't give up the chance to play this magnificent slice of music from the 80s. This is Living in a Box. The Living in a Box.
I'm Welcome to the playlist.
Suggested by Tiger Fort, that was Cardiac Arrest by Madness, and ahead of that was the glorious Living in a Box with Living in a Box, which of course is ironic because the theme is. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and the next track was suggested by several people, so no one's getting the credit for this one because I think it's a communal effort to play this next one. In honour of the passing of the great, great Tom Lehrer, this one is We Will All Go Together When We Go.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a Te Deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn, there'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. And we will all go together when we go, every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Kommunist.
How can the light that burns? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and...
Obvious choice to follow Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel. That was Electric Eel Shock with I hate it when you people do this to me. I'm a professional broadcaster, don't you know? I've got a degree in this nonsense. It was Electric Eel Shock with Don't Say Fuck, and I apologise to Davey Bot's family bot, for they have young ears, and indeed any other young ears, though it is 8 o'clock, and what are you going to do? That was suggested by, where's my list gone? There it is. Plague Doc, of course it was. That was suggested by the Plague Doc. Ahead of that was Art Garfunkel, Bright Eyes, suggested by Green, on the basis that not a great choice for a track to be played when the curtains draw. And ahead of that was the mighty, mighty Tom Lehrer, We Will All Go Together When We Go. And when he died the other day, I was made aware of a quote of his, which I think is just beautiful. If, after hearing my songs, just one human being is inspired to say something nasty to a friend, or perhaps to strike a loved one, it will all have been worth the while. Bravo. Bravo, Tom Lehrer. Bravo, sir. This next one was suggested by Rachel. Thank you very much, Rachel. This is Green Day. Haha, you're dead.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
My Chemical Romance, dead! With an exclamation mark. Did you hear me pronounce the exclamation mark? That was suggested by Tattooed Mummy. Thank you very much, Tattooed Mummy. That was lovely. And ahead of that was Haha, You're Dead by Green Day, as suggested by Rachel. Thank you very much, Rachel. This is The Playlist, and I am Darren, and I'm here for another 50 minutes, and then I am off to bed. Ready to start again with all this nonsense next week. I will, of course, just before the end of the show, about 10:50, I will announce next week's theme, which I think is going to be a banger. I mean, it's always a banger, isn't it? It's just what we do around here. Speaking of which, I really must finish that merch. I did start making some merch to sell with phrases on, such as banger. But I haven't gotten around to it yet because, you know, I'm the eternal procrastinator. This next one was suggested by DJ Dad, as in my dad suggested. He actually suggested a couple of tracks. Sadly, one of them was quite long. Also, I must say, actually, that I had about 4 hours of music again in the long list for this show. And most of that was because I had so many new people suggesting tunes this week. So, unfortunately, I have had to I've had to put quite a number of regulars at the wayside this week, so apologies if you did go to the effort of giving me a suggestion for this week's show and I don't play it. It will, of course, be in the, the extras that I'll play out after the show. I'll just leave them playing on a, you know, playing overnight, well, 2 hours. What is it? It's 2 hours and 10 minutes this week, so if you've got nothing to do till midnight, just put the radio, well, keep the stream open and just listen to all the extras. But yeah, there's like 41 tracks in the long list this week. So anyway, this next one was suggested by my dad, and it's been a while since he suggested a song, so I figured I'd get it in. This one is wonderful. This is The Jam.
And the only prescription is
the playlist.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. decisions bugging me.
Molestation, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Suggested by a fresh Jeff here on the show, Floating Onion. Congratulations, Floating Onion. That was The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Ahead of that was The Jam, suggested by my dad, that was Going Underground. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. I'm here for another 40 minutes, so I hope you're enjoying it, because I am, so much so that I do believe I'm running slightly over budget. So I'm going to just crack on and play the next one. The theme this week is Unsuitable Songs, brackets funeral songs. And this next one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, who is not a fresh Jeff. They are a long-time Charlie. I'm forgetting the names I'm coming up with. An Eternal Ian. What? Whatever. This is Chuck Prophet with Wake the Dead.
Sheep, gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. Gonna teach the children a little history, but not too much now. Gonna cop a plea, gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic, we might end up on the moon, they might even name a planet after me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. Wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna form an army, gonna plant a tree. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, yeah that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic, we might end up on the moon, they might even make a model out of me. If it's good enough for you, it works for me. Mm-hmm.
bring you
the playlist.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Talking Heads there, making sure that absolutely no DJ talks over their fade out. Road to Nowhere, wonderful. Suggested by, hang on a second. Darby3 at zerk.us. Thank you very much for joining in, Darby3. Presumably you have killed and eaten Darby's 1 and 2. Because there can be only one. Though I don't remember there being any cannibalism in the Highlander. I don't know, maybe there was. Who knows? I don't really know the canon of that story. The lore, should we say? Shut up, Darren. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. And the theme this week is unsuitable funeral songs. And I think it's fair to say that most of them, in fact all of them, have been unsuitable. Including this next one, as suggested by our very own wonderful Davey Bob. Oh, actually, prior to Talking Heads, I played Chuck Prophet, Wake the Dead, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. If I forgot to announce that prior to playing it, I can't remember. Anyway, this next one was suggested by our very own wonderful Davey Bot. This is Simple Minds.
Oh, more of this radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you got
the playlist
on that radio. This ends and I made it.
Can't hide, though I'm partly to blame. It cannot be denied. There ain't no use defending. It seems I've been tending the wrong grave for 23 years. A letter dropped onto my doormat one day, and I thought I'll ignore that, it might go away. And I took up my shears to the place where for years I presumed my sweet darling had lain. Curse those in charge of plots, curse these forget-me-nots. I've been sharing my innermost thoughts with an Edward McRae.
Journey back home, I took the less frequented path and ended up in the Meadow of Consolation. It was a magical place. I half expected a nymph to appear, shyly from out of the brake. Some not unexpected she from the brushwood. And me dressed as a dandy in practice for the summer eights. Even the glebe cow started to drool. But then almost inevitably, Claire Rayner appeared.
Thanks to Sheepnik for suggesting the mighty, mighty Half Man Half Biscuit with Tending the Wrong Grave for 23 Years. And ahead of that was Simple Minds Alive and Kicking, suggested by Davey Bott. Thank you very much, both of you, for those excellent suggestions. I'm here for another 20 minutes and I've got, about 20 minutes worth of music because I am a professional and this is what I do best. Which is kind of sad because I don't get paid for it, and what I do get paid for, I'm not very good at. This next one was suggested by Sod's lawyer, who initially suggested a 7-minute slab of industrial noise, which I did listen to, and it is in the extras playlist. I'll just see if I can find it. What was it called? SPK with Slogan. It's an experience. It's worth listening to. I believe, so far as I recall, it was played at his brother's funeral, and I'm not going to lie, it would have been worth it to see the reactions from some of the congregation, I suspect. But thank you very much for sharing that with me, Sod's Lawyer. But in the end, he chose this one, well, amongst several others, but this is the one I picked of his suggestions because it's just wonderful. This is the wonderful, wonderful Daniel Johnston with Funeral Home.
Funeral home, funeral home, going to the funeral home. Got me a coffin shiny and black. I'm going to the funeral and I'm never coming back. Funeral home, funeral home, going to the funeral home. Coffin shiny and black. I'm going to the funeral and I'm never coming back. Funeral home, funeral home, funeral home, funeral home.
That was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me.
Three Jane TA for ensuring that the next 3 days are going to be spent listening to the collected works of Smog and Bill Callahan. And by the way, Three Jane TA is only a fresh Jeff. I haven't overused that sound effect at all this week. Don't know what you're talking about. Thank you very much, 3JNTA. And also Roy. Roy 2 of this parish. He chimed in and agreed that was an excellent suggestion. And sadly, I didn't have time for Roy's suggestions. But I figured I'd shoehorn him into Jane's. So congratulations, Roy. You got in on that one as well. Thank you very much for all your hard work. Well, I've got 10 more minutes and 3 more tracks to play, so I should probably play them. After this next one, I'll tell you what next week's theme is. This is Charlie Winston, Kick the Bucket.
If you say this is pop, to be singing to a tune with a rhythm like this, would it be so unpopular? For a singer like me to be bringing up the fact that we're all gonna go. Some people swear, they say they know where. For me it's a mystery. But whichever way you see it, you have to admit it and live it and live it. We all kick the bucket in the end All the girls kick the bucket in the end And the boys kick the bucket in the end up my TV. It was numb in my brain to be thinking the same as a million other people. Oh, feeling afraid of the same thing, but there's nothing to lose. 'Cause we're all on a bike and we're cycling through, getting off on our injuries. But you gotta get back on it and live it to love it and live and love life. 'Cause we all keep the bucket in the end.
Apologies to Revian, who suggested this track, and having to talk all over the end of it, because I've just realised how much time I have left. And I should have played that song, I should be playing the next song a minute ago, so, well, I forgot to back announce that I played Daniel Johnston's Funeral Home, as suggested by Sod's lawyer, all 53 seconds of it, and then the absolutely beautiful Vaseline's original of Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, which I wish I was intelligent enough to be able to write a long article as to why that one is better than the absolutely incredible cover that Nirvana did. Anyway, next week's theme then, I suppose. I have to put my thing back in my way. There we go. Right, so next week's theme is... My name is. My name is. Is your name in a song? Is it just a song that you like that's got a name in it? Fling the suggestion at me on Mastodon with hashtag the playlist suggestion. My name is. This one was suggested by Giflian and is Kishy Bashy. Thank you.
just falling from the sky with grace into the wild. Lucid lovers, me and you, a deal of matchless value. I was always quick to admit empty statements of bones and my heart shook with fear. I'm a coward behind a shield and spear. Take this sword and throw it far. Let it shine under the morning star.
Suggested by Gifley, and that was Kishi Bashi, I Am the Antichrist to You. This has been The Playlist. I have been Darren, and I will continue to be Darren next week, where the theme is My Name Is. And I will leave you with this glorious suggestion from Jarvis Cocker, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. I Will Kill Again. Good night, folks. Have a fine week. I'll catch you later.
Build yourself a castle. Keep your family safe from harm. Get into classical music. Raise rabbits on a farm. Log on in the night time. Drink a half bottle of wine. Buy a couple of records. Look at naked girls from time to time. So come on, say. I'll kill again. And wouldn't it be nice for all the world to live in peace, and no one gets ill or ever dies, or dies of boredom at the very least. And people tell me, what a real nice guy you are. So come and serenade me on your acoustic guitar. Chance I know that I would kill again. I would kill again. I will kill again. I will kill again.
Want answers?
I want the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.